Well, I've never been a cat person, but I am a kitten person because kittens are adorable objectively. Welcome to Love in Brief, a brief ABDL advice podcast focused on issues of love. Well, sort of. This one actually isn't really focused on issues of love, unless what you love is hearing about all kinds of cool new shit. In which case, it's pretty focused on issues of love. This is our holiday shopping guide, our holiday shopping and events guide, we'll call it, with the good folks at AB Dealer out in Denver. We're going to hear from them in just a second. But come the holidays, there's something else that we really like to do here at Love and Brief, and that is to celebrate New Year's with your voice. So coming up at the end of this podcast, I'm going to have a special ask for you. And hopefully you can join me and a bunch of other folks from the community by sharing your voice on our New Year's episode. So stay tuned for that at the end of this podcast. But let's get down to business, shall we? I'm going to welcome Fuzzy and Saray, the owners and proprietors of AB Dealer, back to Love and Brief. Fuzzy, Saray, welcome back.
So happy to be back. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, this is our third time back.
I know.
So glad to be here.
Was the first one the Polly episode? Is that what that was?
That's correct. It was the Polly episode. It was a great, great time.
Yeah, I went back and listened to that one when I first experimented in this wonderful, bizarre Polly land. And it turns out your advice was really good. So thanks for that. What goes around comes around, and it came right back to me. So thank you. Before we get into the holiday shopping guide, I'd love to know, tell me about your love. What are you guys loving right now?
I can go first. I'm really loving people taking risks and jumping into new things in the community. We host a lot of events at the store, and there's lots of people we have made friends with at CapCon and other events. But there's a whole bunch of people that have never come to an event before, never done anything in the community, and AB Dealer has kind of been a catalyst I've seen over the last year and helping people make that first jump out into something. So I will say my love right now is for new community members that are brave enough to come join the crazy world of the ABDL community.
And I guess, you get to see that firsthand because you get to play a part in it. Or at least encourage, as you said, be a catalyst for it.
Yeah, definitely. The store's a safe space that people, when they go there to shop, can build a good familiarity with and not have to maybe go all the way to drive to Chicago for CapCon or, say, maybe go to a BDSM dungeon for a play party. So pretty low stakes, and it allows people to kind of explore it at their own pace, which is really great to see.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Saray, for you, tell me about your love. What are you loving right now?
Oh, this holiday season has me feeling very warm and fuzzy. I am loving up on my kittens. We just got three new kittens. Aww. And they're the sweetest little angels in the whole wide world. So I'm loving their curiosity and their foray into being little baby adults. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen. So I'm just really enjoying watching the world through their eyes right now.
That is adorable. I am loving right now the opportunity to chat with you guys because it's been too long and we're friends and I can't wait to see you at CAP. But I want to get down to business. Last episode, we get to talk about one event that's happening at AB Dealer. For those that don't know, AB Dealer is what I presume is the world's largest ABDL outlet still, located in Denver, Colorado. Is that a fair assessment, friends?
I think that that's a fair assessment. I've tried to get to as many as possible, and we seem to be the biggest square footage so far.
Yeah, and it's such a thrilling experience if you're like me and you grew up thinking you were the only one in the world to walk into a space that is exclusively dedicated to retail and shopping and entertainment and fun for ABDL folks that is like an actual whole big store and full of amazing products. So I'm really glad you're there for the community. And we talked about a couple of events. On the last episode, we talked about the AB Dealing support groups. We talked about the Plus One group that's happening on Discord. That one's more virtual. And we talked about Golden Babies group that's happening. But what else is going on as we head into the holiday season, into the new year? What else is going on out your way?
Well, there's actually a whole bunch of events that we have happen pretty regularly every single month. And you highlighted a few of those in a previous episode. We also have this calendar is on our website, and you can see it whenever you want. So if you're planning on making a trip to Denver at some point and you like to make sure you can be social with other ABDLs locally, we've got a whole bunch of other events, things that haven't been mentioned on the call, like the previous one that we were on, or that might have not been broadcast. We have a Nerd Night, which happens twice a month, which is board games, video games, card games, and goes way past when the store is supposed to close at 8 o'clock. Sometimes we get out of there at 10:30 or 11, allowing games to play. And it's a great icebreaker for folks. There's a new one that is Little Trivia, and it's kind of under the template of like a pub trivia night, like a Geeks Who Drink, but it's all little themed. And all of these events are hosted by community members. AB Dealers providing the space for these to happen, but every single one of these is organized by someone who we've kind of met and coordinated with through the community. We'd have a Sunday cinema where the second Sunday we do kind of like substitute teacher day, where there's a big AV rack with a TV and snacks and people can come in and watch a movie.
Oh, it's wild that I immediately know what you're talking about when you say substitute teacher day equals AV rack. And I don't know if like you have to be a certain age or not, but there's for sure there was a time when every time you had a sub, you loved it because they would just wheel in a TV on a cart and play whatever the hell.
Yeah, we usually do polls on Instagram to see what movies we're going to be watching. So if you're interested in voting for those too, follow us on Instagram. Baby, did you want to talk about the rest of the events we still have going on?
Oh, sure. I'd love to. So we also have the Denver Age Play discussion group that happens once a month, every month, which is actually the first Denver ABDL event that ever happened here in Colorado. And they took a few year hiatus, but the person who ran the events is someone who comes in and shops at the store. And we convinced her that she should start up this really amazing resource again, because it was super helpful for a lot of people. There every month is a new topic that they talk about, whether that's shame or bottoming or switching or topping, all from an age play point of view. So that one's really, really great.
That sounds fabulous. I would love to be there for that. Next time that I'm in Denver, we're doing this.
Yeah, definitely. It's such a good event, and what a resource. She really is. She knows so much. Another great person to have, honestly, come on the podcast, because she just is super knowledgeable and really cares a lot. It's really great. We also have Golden Babies, which I know you guys talked about on the last episode with Switchy Dips and AB Dealing. So Wiggle Butts or Golden Butts, Golden Butts.
I want to come to Golden Butts.
Golden Butts.
Golden Butts.
Golden Babies is a wonderful resource created by some older community members here locally that are, you know, in their 60s. And so they've kind of created a group that is more geared towards older people. It's not, there's no age limit. There's no age range other than 18, obviously. But it is just more of a relaxed and calm group for sure. And then we also have the Wiggle Butts meetup, which is a pet player meetup that happens every month. The person who runs that one makes it different every month. They do a different theme or they do a different activity. And it's always something new and always super fun. There's always like a little photo area set up as well, so that if you are a fursuiter, you can come in and take some cute little pictures in like a play gym maybe, or maybe in a little crib of some kind. So they've always got some sort of cute setup for that.
I mean, Wiggle Butts. That's so cute.
I thought that was a very, very unique and smart name choice.
That's
For sure.
fabulous. Yeah, I love that.
And rounding it off for now, we do have some things in the works, but currently the last event that we have is our Tots and Crafts event. And we obviously try and theme the craft differently every month based on maybe something going on, aka Christmas or, you know, New Year's, things like that. Or, you know, just something super fun like perler beads, or we've done candy. We've done just like a general coloring night during Pride Month. Everyone made their own pride flags. So they try and make it fun and different every month for that as well.
And these are regular events. I know when we were chatting before the podcast, I was like, you know, not a lot of people live in Denver who, there are a lot that live in Denver and listen to the podcast, but the majority of people who listen to the podcast don't live in Denver. So is it really going to be relevant? And one of the things you told me is, oh my gosh, yes, you have people every week, bunches of people every week who come through who are in Denver for one reason or another, or sometimes even come to Denver just to come to AB Dealer and hang out in the community. So if you're somebody who's going to be traveling through Denver anytime, you know, in the next year, just go onto the calendar, take a look, see what's available. Or if you're like, I don't know where to go for my spring vacation. Well, now you know. You can stop in an AP dealer to any one of these events. You can plan around it. You guys also have a Christmas party or a holiday party coming up soon as well, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Outside of doing these monthly events, we do a couple of kind of just seasonal events. And the big one we did that we're repeating from last year is a big Christmas party. And some of the main things that we're hosting here, we've got a cookie decorating contest that we'll be doing in the morning. We have an ugly sweater contest that will be going on throughout the whole day. There's Christmas movies we'll be playing, and we're also going to have a surprise visit from Santa, and we'll have two separate sections where people can get their photos with Santa. So if you ever had an inkling to be in your little gear and sit on Santa's lap and tell him what you wanted for Christmas and get a photo with him, we will have a really great opportunity to do that for littles. And it was really the highlight of the year last year for us to be able to provide that for the community. So we're really looking forward to that again.
I bet. Although if I wanted to recreate my, you know, 3-year-old photo, I would have to be screaming in bloody terror as I was sitting on Santa's lap. So if we're going to shoot that one, just warn Santa ahead of time.
Some people definitely got very creative with it and did things like that. Or I definitely saw a girl that I will not name who just laid right over the top of Santa's lap and had him give her a few spanks. That was me.
well, my name, because it's Sarai.
And yeah, it very creative, super fun. Some fursuiters did come, and Santa got to take pictures of some fursuiters. And I also heard that the Grinch might be here this year, which that is the Grinch coming is definitely a new thing for us. We're very
excited. He's a mean one. I don't know if you want him at your party.
I heard he might start stealing presents from people. And,
oh my goodness!
Yeah,
I love the idea.
Crazy. So,
somewhere there's a bunch of ABDL littles who are like, I got to take my picture with Santa, and then in the same day, there's going to be a Santa somewhere who's like, I got to take my picture with a fursuiter and a bunch of littles, and both of them are going to have a great story to tell, and that makes me happy. What day is that?
That's coming up on Saturday, the 16th of December. Ooh. So that's just in a few days from now.
I better get this episode right out. That's soon.
It's very soon. Thanks for talking to us right before it happens.
Heck yeah. Well, that's super cool. And of course, I mentioned like these things are all local events in Denver. They're happening, most of them, throughout the year. I would love to dig into things that even people who can't get to Denver can participate in. And that is some of the stuff that is kind of popping in the ABDL community right now. When I promised a holiday gift giving guide, I really wanted to find out, what are people really interested in? What have people been begging for? What are new things? I'm picturing like those cheesy morning show holiday gift giving guides where they just, you know, roll out 4 or 5 clever things that everybody needs to own. What are those things in the ABDL community right now?
One of the first things that comes to mind is definitely vintage diaper bags. There's definitely a lot of attention on someone at an event when they've got a really cute bag that maybe someone else had when they were a kid, or when they were when their mom had babies and things like that. So it's also a great gift to stuff things in. So you've got your wrapping paper already taken care of. You don't even need to wrap it. It's its own beautiful, beautiful present.
Oh my gosh, a vintage diaper bag full of other stuff, like packed to the gills with diapers and powder and wipes and whatever, would make a pretty incredible present. And you guys specialize in these. I remember we talked about it last time, that this is kind of a thing that only you guys do.
Yeah, we've actually been doing drops of vintage diaper bags for a while, and going to continue to do drops at conventions and things like CapCon, so we can have special events where people can be the first to get their eyes on diaper bags. But we do have quite a plethora of them in our inventory that are on display in our store right now, and they're all available online. So if you've been eyeballing one of those diaper bags online, maybe it's time to drop some hints to your caregiver for Christmas and let them know which one you're interested in. They're all very unique. A lot of them are basically one of a kind. Definitely hard to come across these in good condition like we have. So happy to present those as a great Christmas option for folks. There's also, you mentioned stuffing them. One of the things that we've discovered as community members have come to the store that has been an area of exploration for folks that's also not too pricey in terms of gifts is really the entire accessories section that we have in our store. I can't tell you how many times I've had a community member come to us who has been quite a long ways in their diaper journey and never tried baby powder before, never tried lotion or oil or diaper rash cream or barrier cream. And
oh,
there's lots
no.
of
I can't imagine different... making it that far along and not having any of these tools. You'd get pretty rashy.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine there are quite a few folks out there that are doing the same thing we all think we're doing here, but maybe
they're
missing out on some key essentials. Yeah, very itchy. So we provide and have all kinds of different scents and options for all of kind of the standard brands that make different powders, lotions, wipes that are great stocking stuffers, stuff them in your diaper bag. We also carry talc powder of baby powder that was stopped being made. We try and import whenever we can still find it to sell it. It does come with some FDA warnings and things like that, but there are definitely folks that have a nostalgic reminder and feel for the scent, the touch, for those kind of things. And they're really hard to come by, but you can definitely still get them at any dealer in person or online.
That's fabulous. Would you guys like stuff... custom stuff a bag, like if I was like, I want to buy this for my caregiver, or I want to buy it for my little, and here's all the shit I want in it?
Absolutely. That's something that we are so lucky to be able to do. Pretty much every time I sell a diaper bag, someone will grab a few more things as well. And my first question is, do you want to take this bag out as a diaper bag, or do you want me to put it in a bag? Because if they would like me to take it out of the store as a bag, I'm going to put all the things that they just bought right in there for them and pack it as nicely as I can. It makes my caregiver side very happy, that's for sure.
I can imagine. I could just like picture somebody opening up, you know, looking under the tree or whatever on Christmas morning and seeing this, you know, vintage 1993 vaporwave style bag just overflowing with lotions and powder and diapers and wipes. And I think you could make somebody's Christmas. So accessories, stocking stuffers, yes. Diaper bags, yes. What else is out there? What are people really interested in right now?
I would say one of the other things we definitely have to highlight is it seems we're in the golden age of diapers. I'm not sure if 2023 was it, if 2022 was it, if we're still going to continue to grow with more proliferation of new diaper designs and styles. But we partner with over a dozen different companies that produce diapers or clothing or accessories and things like that. And so many of them have released new diapers this year. So,
and so many like, new ones that we don't even work with that have been made as well.
Yeah, totally. Totally. We work with Little Comforts and have lots of their products in our store. We don't unfortunately have their new diaper yet, but it is a very high quality, awesome diaper. We can't recommend enough. And there's all these, this new technology of the all over print or these new proliferation of cloth back diapers. There's just so many diapers it's hard to keep up with, and I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there that are used to their tried and true M4s that haven't stepped out and explored these new diapers. And I would say if you haven't tried them yet, AB Dealer's a great place to go and just get a single to see how sizing fits, to see if you like it or not. And you may find out there's a brand new diaper you've never tried before. That is your new mainstay diaper from ABU, from Tykables, from Rears. Yeah, there's lots of different new cool diapers coming out almost every month, it seems.
You are not kidding. And Golden Age sounds right to me. I mean, I've talked about it before in the podcast, but I remember Bambino Classicos when they were sort of the only thing out there and thinking, I cannot believe somebody made a diaper just for ABDLs. That's incredible. Like what crazy person would go out on this limb to make this one thing? And now here we are, and you're right. It's like every month there's some amazing new diaper, and it's not just from the big guys. It's not just from ABU and Rears. It's coming from small manufacturers, small partners. Sometimes it's people I know that just went all in and bought, you know, an entire shipping crate of this thing that they made. And I've never been so excited to be a person who loves buying diapers, because there's so many, even I can't keep up. And I think about this stuff a lot.
We did a little math on it, and 23 new diapers came out this year.
Holy shit. That's crazy. That's two a month. No wonder I can't keep up.
Literally. It's the world is your oyster if you are an ABDL these days. It's truly just awe-inspiring to see how much everything has changed, even since, you know, I was a young adult coming into this community.
Yeah.
Till now.
Yeah. What? So you mentioned Little Comforts. I know those right now are not in stock. What else are people really excited about this year and in the last few months that you've just been selling a lot of, or at least getting a lot of calls for?
Ooh, Immature. Have you heard of Immature? It's the best. The cutest little shorts and tops, shorts and t-shirt sets, but they have a snap crotch as well as a snap shoulder. They come in lots of different colorways. There's black and white, there's primary, there's some pastel colors as well as white. And they're just the perfect addition to like every crazy print, pair of overalls that you have, or, you know, a lot of the things that are in our community are very heavily, heavily printed and filled with art, which is gorgeous. And we love that. But Immature is this really great brand that is like, hey, like, we got enough of that. So let's do some basics. And they are the coolest. It's the cutest stuff. And they're ran by some of the most wonderful community members. So we really love Immature, and people just keep asking for it.
Yeah, they have been all over my social media, and I'm lucky enough to know those guys and to see them launch this brand, and immediately to see everybody else sharing it tells me they've caught on to something with this whole like sort of primary colors, preschool vibe that's not super over textured or super over printed. It seems like there was there were a lot of folks ready for that, and it seems to be taking off. And it sounds like I don't have any other products yet, but it sounds like from what you're describing, they're going over pretty well.
They're just the cutest. The white ones you can do whatever you want with, and because they're white. So I've seen people tie-dye them. I've seen people dye them their own colors. I've seen people do embroideries on the front of them. It's just very like your personal style. And I think they're doing a great job matching current fashion trends like kidcore with ABDL in a really happy matrimony.
Yeah. So if I'm walking down your singles aisle, and I don't want to put you both on the spot, but I'm going to put you both on the spot. I'm walking down your singles aisle, and I want to fill somebody's stocking with four singles, rolled up diapers that I'm just going to surprise them with. Point me to those four. What okay. should I be trying?
So I would suggest to get a Trest, because Trest is the Cadillac of diapers. So you've got to get a Trest. Indeed. Pick your favorite color. It doesn't matter. and then after that, I would definitely suggest getting at least one AB Universe diaper. But it is nice to get two because they have different cuts and different fits for every print that they have. So I definitely go by a, you know, pick your favorite print, and then we'll talk about sizing and things like that. And then I would also pick one of the new mega capacity diapers from Rears, whether that's the Inspire Pluses, which is my favorite because I love an all white diaper, or that's the Safaris if you love a classic print, or even a new print like the Critter Caboose or the Daydreamers. They're all really great, fantastic diapers. And the new fit, they did change their sizing as well as the capacity. So the new fits are just really, really great, depending on body type, obviously. But that's definitely, those would be, did I do four? I think that I did four.
You did three, but I can do a fourth and sneak in there.
Bring it on, Fuzzy.
All right. I would say to fill this out, you definitely got to get one of the new technology hook and loop diapers. So whether that's a Little King or an Alpha Gator, whether that is one of the new Tykables diapers that has just come out, like the Animus, or else even something like the North Shore Airlock. It's a new hybrid diaper that is a cloth back breathable diaper, but it still has the Megamax tape panel on it. And all of these new diapers, are definitely, if you're someone who is used to cloth back instead of plastic back diapers, it might be the diaper that you've been waiting for your whole kind of ABDL existence. But if you haven't tried them out, they definitely have like a different sap to pulp ratio than most plastic back diapers. So the swell, the fit, the feel, all of those things is very different and might appeal to folks that haven't tried them yet.
The touch, the feel. The fabric of our life.
I knew diapers were the fabric of my life. I just knew it. I will say I love Inspires as they are. I don't know that I've tried the Inspire Plus, but my interest is piqued when you talk about a mega capacity Inspire. Yes, please. Also, I didn't think I was going to like the hybrids. And then I got a hold of Alpha Gators. I got a hold of XP 5000s, which I think I could classify that way because of the front tape panel is hook and loop, absolutely fell in love. And then you described what I think is the reverse, which is a cloth back airlock with a tape panel like a Megamax, right? So it's the other way around. It's basically a cloth back dip with a plastic front. Is that right?
That's right. If you loved the cloth back preschools or the cloth back play days diapers that are both discontinued as of last year, this is your new replacement, and they're amazing.
And you also mentioned, was it Dream World? No, what was the other one you mentioned at the end?
Oh, the Daydreamers.
Daydreamers, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
the
you.
Daydreamers. The plastic is actually clear, so when you pee, the diapers turn yellow, so they're a, quote, natural wetness indicator, which is pretty fun or gross, depending on the person.
Can't it be both?
Oh, yeah.
If we're revisiting the metaphor of walking down the singles aisle, you guys definitely just reminded me that we're still one of the only places that you can get out-of-print vaulted diapers. So when ABU did that massive announcement of vaulting all of the diapers, we still have good stock of quite a few things. So if you're still looking for a Skulls Rebel Rears diaper, we've got them still. If you're looking for space diapers or bunny hops or cloth back cushies, there's lots of things. We've got like a cool retro out of print sticker on the side of them at the singles, but they're still the same price as any other diaper. So if you're a collector and you're looking to fill out the elusive diaper that you couldn't get before ABU vaulted them or someone else did, you might be able to find a lot of these things still kind of regularly sitting on our shelves.
Wait, So this is not me pretending for the sake of the podcast. I literally did not know this. You have, at the same price as a normal diaper, out of print vaulted diapers. Like, I could get a Skulls Rebel.
That's right.
For the same price as, like, I know it sounds like I'm pretending. I'm not. I didn't know that until this moment.
Yeah, no, they're $5 a piece. Until we run out of the stock that we currently have of them, we're going to sell them at regular price.
Oh my God.
We do have some other diapers in store, that it's only in store, so you have to come to Denver to see them. But we do also have some vintage ABDL diapers that are for sale by the single as well. We've got some vintage Snuggies, both overnights and Waddlers, as well as some of the really old Rears products that aren't made anymore, the old Princess Pinks. And those, we just don't sell those online because they'd go too fast for my liking, but they are available in store. So if you did want to slip one really, really special diaper into your pack of four, you could, also get yourself a little Snuggies Waddler at the same time.
Wow. That's ridiculous. I'm so excited. And like, so I think I bought like your last North Shore Supreme Light in white ever, because they had just announced they were going to disco them and they were almost gone. So I just bought up the last ones and I was like, who's going to have them? Nobody had them. You guys had them. The green Supreme Lights, I'm fairly sure that that Teddy and Lola might have gotten like the last pack of those that you guys had. So like when you say last, you're not kidding. We're talking about the last.
Genuinely, that was the last pack. Teddy pulled like, it off the shelf and said, Lola needs this. And I said, well, it's good that you came now.
Oh my gosh. Like, they're not going to be found anywhere else. I think that is so cool. So, okay. So I have traversed the diaper aisle. I have picked four for my stocking. I have picked out the bag. I have picked out my accessories. I'm on my way to the front counter. And what is this out of the corner of my eye? I spot one fun toy, something handheld, something to play with or to drink from. What is it? It's not a diaper accessory. What am I looking at?
You're looking at Rears Fix pacifiers. That's for sure.
What is that?
So Rears made this amazing pacifier all by themselves that is a bigger nipple than any other nipple. Both in width as well as in length. So it fits into your mouth much better than like a size 6 or size 7. And the face shield is also bigger. So they just kind of take up more of your face. And they are the cutest pacifiers ever. And they're a great price point, not too expensive. And it's actually going to stay in your mouth after you fall asleep. Whereas, you know, a lot of these other pacifiers, they're too small and they just pop right out. But these ones are so wide at the base that they'll stay in there.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun. So yes. Anything else I should be thinking about for the holiday gift giving guide this holiday season?
I think the one last thing we haven't mentioned yet that is new as well, if you're walking up to the counter as you've got everything, there's one new display that just got added since Black Friday, and that is we have a cologne section. Johnson & Johnson's used to make baby cologne in lots of different scents. They don't make them in the U.S. anymore, but we're able to still import them. And right now we've got 6 different scents, from things like Wildberry and Heaven to Slide. And they're basically like an adult cologne, but in a very, very, very baby scent.
This is amazing. A, that J&J ever made baby cologne, and B, that we can get it. That's so fun. I've never heard of this. I am immediately going on. Can I see it on your website?
Yep, you can. They are on there.
I'm going on there. That's so fun. The thought of wearing baby cologne is just spectacular.
And then we have a little counter that's kind of like the Macy's cologne counter or something like that, with a can full of coffee beans so you can clear your scent palette between sniffing the different ones, and some tester strips so you can test the scent on your skin or on paper or just smell it from the bottle and make sure you find one that works for you.
This is so fun. You guys, I knew I called the right people when looking for a holiday gift giving guide. And I'll say, like, we were talking about this before we started recording as well, but there are also amazing ABDL retailers all over the place online. And there are stores now that we didn't have. There are even stores that are opened close to me, which is really exciting. So do spend the time, not just with the great folks at ABDealer, but do spend the time looking to find out, how can I support the community? How can I support people who have taken the risk of building something new, who have taken the risk of starting a diaper brand or starting an online retail store? Obviously, ask around. There are, I presume there are scams or fake stores or whatever, but there are lots of really great retail locations online and in person that you can support, including ABDealer, who's just doing an incredible job bringing rare, special, and magnificent products and building community day after day after day. So to both of you, Fuzzy, Saray, thank you for this holiday gift giving guide. And to those of you listening, go support the community. If you're thinking about what to buy this holiday season for somebody in the community that you love, maybe think about one of these small businesses. I think it would be amazing to support them. Friends, any other thoughts before we sign off today?
It's been a pleasure to be back. Thank you so much for having us, Resident Yes. And we want to wish everyone in the community a happy holidays and a good new year.
Stay dry, kids. Thanks.
Yeah, stay dry. Absolutely. And I will say, coming back to the point that I started with, hey, it's almost New Year's. Every year on New Year's, we like to do a little rundown. R&T and I like to do a little rundown with your voice telling us something amazing about being an ABDL. We ask for your submissions of your voice via email or via Instagram. Just quick snippets. So this is me coming to you humbly asking you to join the podcast. Would you take the time earlier rather than later, because we have to produce it a little bit early this year. Earlier rather than later, write to me on Instagram. Resonate Yes, I'm on there. You can find me. You can record directly in the app. Just spend 10 to 30 seconds answering the question, what is something you are super proud of related to your ABDL kink this year? Something you did, accomplished, thought of, grew in, worked through, experienced, something you are super proud of related to your ABDL kink this year. Record 15 seconds, 30 seconds, up to a minute if you want, answering that question. And I'm going to compile all those, and I always play them for R&T, and we listen to them together, and we make an episode out of it, and we release that on New Year's Day. That's how we have historically celebrated the new year. That's how we're going to celebrate again this year. So don't wait. Don't put it off until next week or the week after or New Year's Eve, because that will be too late and you will miss it. Please jump on either on Instagram, I'm Resonant Yes on there, or you can email loveandbrief@gmail.com. And you can, if you use your NILA address, no big deal. I don't keep them. I just download the files and then delete the email. I won't write you back, and I certainly won't keep your email address. But you can send me an emailed audio file on there as well. Resonant Yes on Instagram, loveandbrief@gmail.com. Anywhere from 15 seconds to a minute, answer the question. Tell me something you are really proud of related to your ABDL kink this year. I want to celebrate how awesome we are together. Sound good? That's my big ask. Huge thanks to both Fuzzy and Saray and ABDealer for coming on this episode, and a big thanks to Teddy for making it happen. He's been incredible about producing these and pulling it together. So that's it for this edition of Love and Brief. We'll see you on New Year's. Send me your stuff. This is Love and Brief.